Welcome to Gnostic Media Research and Publishing's podcast number 61. I'm your host, Jan Irvin. This show is being released on Monday, January 18, 2010. My interview with Steve Baer was recorded on January 15, 2010. Steve is author of Singing to the Plants, and this is one of the most fantastic books on South American shamanism that I have read to date. Steve has a law degree and doctorate in both religious studies and psychology. He lived for a year and a half in a Tibetan monastery in the Himalayas and has published three books on Buddhism and Tibetan language and religion. He's been a professor at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, the University of California at Berkeley, and Graduate Theological Union. For 25 years, he was a lawyer and litigator at a major international law firm in Chicago. He's been a wilderness guide and a peacemaker and community builder. He studied wilderness survival among the indigenous peoples of North and South America and sacred plant medicine with traditional herbalists in North America and curanderos in the upper Amazon, where he received coronación by Banco Ayahuasquero Don Roberto Acho Huarama. He has worked with ayahuasca and other sacred plants in the Amazon, peyote and ceremonies in the Native American church, and Huachuma in Peruvian Mesa rituals, and has undertaken numerous four-day and four-night solo vision fasts in Death Valley, the Picos Wilderness, and the Gila Wilderness of New Mexico. He's a member of the Society of Shamanic Practitioners, American Herbalist Guild, Foundation for Shamanic Studies, and Society for the Anthropology of Consciousness. He served as an editor of the Journal of Shamanic Practice and as a contributing editor of ayahuasca.com. Upcoming shows. Next week we'll be having Dr. Michael Labozier on to discuss logical fallacies, and that is a fantastic interview that you won't want to miss. And the following week will be George Clayton Johnson as we travel into the mind of science fiction and take a trek across the stars and into the Twilight Zone. And on the 1st of February, I hope to have John Taylor Gatto on to delve further into education and the trivium. And boy, is his book, An Underground History of American Education, a phenomenal read. If you haven't read that yet, put that at the top of your must-read list. And this interview is the last or the second to the last of the interviews going into the book project. We've gotten a lot of it finished, and more than three quarters of it has already gone through the edit process and is ready for formatting and layout. But we still need help transcribing a few more of these shows. If you would like to volunteer on that project, please contact me at contact@gnosticmedia.com. And for their help with transcriptions, I'd like to especially thank Brian, Paul, Nick, Doug, Kent, Alexia, Matt, John, Ryan, Lauren, and Lewis for helping with the transcripts. And I couldn't have done this project without all of you, or at least not within the next year's time frame. So thank you very much for all of your help. And if you'd like to donate directly to Gnostic Media, please go to GnosticMedia.com. That's GnosticMedia.com. And click on the donation button near the top of the website. And donations. This week, my love and thanks goes out to Theodore, Colin, Michael, Philip, Stephen, Elizabeth, and Thomas for their donations. This show is dedicated to all of you. And thank you so very much for helping. Your support really means so much to us. And this show is mostly run on donations. We are not corporate media, but independent media in the truest sense of the words. And by donating or ordering one of the books or DVDs or the She Who Remembers audio archives, you help to continue our programming. And without your help, we would cease to be here. And I still have copies of John Allegro's book, The Sacred Mushroom and the Cross, available. If you'd like to get one of those are available from the Gnostic Media website. And this is the updated 40th anniversary edition with a preface by myself, a foreword by Judith Ann Brown, and an addendum by Professor Carl A.P. Ruck of Boston University. And I'm still offering 25% off of just about all of the items on the Gnostic Media website, including the books, the DVDs, the She Who Remembers archives, everything except for John Allegro's book. And so check that out if you haven't already ordered one of those. We greatly appreciate it. And, of course, my love and thanks goes out to all of you who have donated, who have helped with the transcripts, who have helped support the show in one way or another. We can't thank you all enough. And the views expressed by the authors and guests of this program are their own and are not necessarily those held by myself or Gnostic Media. Once again, the website is GnosticMedia.com. That's G-N-O-S-T-I-C Media.com. And you can reach me directly at contact@GnosticMedia.com. Thanks for listening, and thank you for your support. Steve, welcome to Gnostic Media's podcast. How are you today?
I'm just fine. I'm very happy to be here talking with you.
And I'm very excited to have you on the show. I finished reading your new book, Singing to the Plants, last week, and I would say that it definitely has raised the bar as far as research into ayahuasca and South American shamanism, and which I have not done before, I would put it up there with Benny Shannon's book, Antipodes of the Mind, if not even, well, obviously they're different in scope, but I think you've done an equivalent job in bringing your data together and the thoroughness of your research. So I definitely wanted to have you on the show, and I apologize for not getting you on. I think it was back in October or something like that I was supposed to have you on. So here you are. It's January, and welcome aboard.
Well, thank you for your very kind words. I really appreciate that, and I'm happy to talk about the book with you.
Well, why don't you start out by telling us a little bit about who is Stephen Bayer and a little bit about your background and growing up and things like that.
Well, let's see. I'm a retired university professor. I'm a retired lawyer.
Where did you used to teach?
I taught at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. I taught at Berkeley. I taught at Graduate Theological Union.
Okay.
Back in the 70s.
Oh wow! So it's been a little while, huh?
Oh, it's been a long time. Yes. I'm also I'm a retired wilderness guide. Right now, I am a peacemaker and a community builder, and that's really about it. It's been a great ride.
Would you define yourself as a practicing shaman?
No. And I'll tell you the reason for that. I have studied with people I consider to be real shamans. And when I look at the depth of their knowledge and experience, when I look at their ability to suck illness out of the bodies of suffering patients, when I see that they know intimately hundreds of plants and hundreds of sacred songs, I'm barely even a beginner on that path.
And would you say that it, you know, and this is getting off a little off topic here, but why not? Would you say that they're sucking sickness out of a patient? Is that something real that you've seen actually work?
It raises a whole bunch of questions. And I'm still trying to sort through those questions myself.